minutes past 7 o'clock on New Year's Day in the world's greatest city. I'm Phil Menicki in for John Records Landecker here at 720 WGN. We are in for a treat tonight. You need to buckle up right now and get on the phone at 312-981-7200. Because joining us in studio, live in studio, astrologer Ann Nordhaus-Bike. Ann, thank you so much for joining us on WGN. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm just delighted. You said live in studio. What a joy to see you. We're socially distanced, everybody, by the way.
We are.
But boy, we're having a good time looking at each other live time.
It's a good way to start the new year now, isn't it,
though?
Yes, it is. Make sure you get in early because I've heard you, one of my first shows, my 6 month anniversary here at GN is going to be coming up in a few days. And like the first time I was driving in, you were on before me. And I'm like, oh, this is all, I got to have her on sometime. And I'm glad we got to do it today.
Thanks, Phil.
So happy. Now, let's just start with the basics, the definition of astrology.
Sure. Okay?
Yeah, I have it, and you correct me if I'm wrong.
I'm sure you're right.
Because I think
let her rip.
I think you know a little bit more about this than I do, I'm just saying. It's the study of movements and relative positions of celestial bodies interpreted as having an influence on human affairs and the natural world. How'd I do?
Cool. Excellent. Yay.
All right.
Yes.
Very cool. And then a horoscope is the astrological forecast.
Yeah, you could call it a snapshot of what the stars look like, particularly when somebody's born. That's what your birth chart is. But we can do a snapshot anytime, and then we read it, and that's what we're doing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Again, the number, you need to call it now, 312-981-7200, and get on the radio with Ann Nordhaus-Bike. Some things that I got off your website, you were really, really cool to post on social media that you're going to be on, as I did earlier today, because we have to do it, right?
We love to do it. Oh my gosh, it's the most fun thing when we get to talk to people lifetime from texts or phone calls. This is the most special thing that I do.
That's right. You can text as well, too. I believe the text line is working. So some things that I got off your website, some things that are, I don't know, I'm just going to shout these out to you.
Yeah.
Your sun sign.
Yeah.
Okay. Your sun sign book. Those sun related.
Sure. Yeah. So asking what those are?
Yes.
Yes. Every little baby born ever is born when the sun is in a particular sign.
Okay.
And that's the sun sign.
All right.
So right now, the people being born, the sun is in Capricorn. Those are all little earthy Capricorn people, little goats coming into the world.
Okay. All right. You move on to your birth chart.
Yes.
Which you just mentioned a little bit.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, that's a circle. If anybody's ever seen their birth chart, it's a wheel or a circle, and it looks like a piece of pie laid flat with, there's no filling in it, but it has cool symbols on it, and it's divided in 12 pieces of pie, which is how the sky is divided. And basically what that is, it's a physical representation of what did the sky look like at the second you took your first breath.
Really?
Yep. It tells a lot about why you are the way you are.
It's that specific.
Yes, yes. And it depends as well on not just the exact date you're born, but the time and the place to get an exact one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very, very specific. Next is an astrology report.
Yes, it's possible. So let's say you have the sun in a particular sign. So the people being born right now are Capricorn. There's phrases you can say about that. A person's earthy. They would tend to be more about doing the job, not skipping any steps, being very dutiful. A report gathers that type of information together. It's computerized. And what we can do is generate something that gives people exactly where all the planets were when they were born, as well as descriptors like that saying, okay, if you're a Capricorn, here's what that means. And here's how it's related to the other planets when you're born and what you can do with it. That's the most important thing, Phil, is it's not just what are these symbols, it's what do we do with that? Because there's so much opportunity in life if you know a little bit about your astrology.
Got it. And next, it's kind of related, the planetary positions.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
The year ahead forecast. This is intriguing, especially on New Year's Day, right?
Yep. They're up. Everything I wrote for 2021 landed and it's out. Everybody who's a subscriber got it already. We'll be publicizing that. But for our listeners, you get the sneak peek. go to astrologerann.com if you want to check out the stuff for 2021.
Very cool. We are with astrologer Ann Nordhaus Bike live in studio on New Year's Day, and this is so cool. The next thing on the list is readings.
Yes.
And that is basically telling you what's going to happen, right?
Yeah, talking about your chart, but it's a bit of, well, what do people want? What kind of reading do they need? Do they want to talk about career? I do career readings. Do they want to talk about a general life thing? Do they want to do something about maybe past life? We actually can look at things that have indicators if people are into that. But mostly it's about, well, what's the potential of your chart? Are you living up to that? And if you're not, what can we do to make it more comfortable and a happy experience doing? Like, we all feel better when we operate at our best and are firing on every cylinder we've got.
Got it. Okay. And then last, number 8 in the list of things that are kind of important, kind of a roadmap, if you will, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Is the astrology resources.
Yes, yes. I actually have on my website at the top menu, every page, something called resources. It doesn't sound like much, but it is the ultimate list of everything you might want to find out about astrology, from, you know, books to signs to I have podcasts, I have FAQs, anything. People could spend a lot of time there and do. There's so much information. If anybody's interested in getting more into an astrology as part of their resolutions for 2021, it is a great place to start.
Sounds good. Oh, I have to turn myself up when I talk. Okay. I'm kind of new. All right, let's do this. We've got people waiting to talk to astrologer Ann. We're going to do that after we take this quick break here at 720 WGN. Astrologer Ann is dancing in the studio right now. She is dancing in the studio. It's awesome. Awesome. Astrologer Ann Nordhaus Bike here at 720 WGN. Phil Manicki for John Records Landecker. The phone number, 312-981-7200. We're going to go to Jeff. Jeff is a Gemini. Jeff, welcome to WGN. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well, but for the snow, but this is, what a great topic. This is fun.
It's fitting for New Year's Day, right?
It absolutely is. I agree.
What's your question, Jeff?
I'm just curious what your guests think 2021 will bring to this Gemini, 52-year-old Gemini.
Jeff, is there any particular area of life? Life is big, you know, money, health.
Let's zone in on health and career.
Health and career, coolio. Okay. Well, oh my goodness. For health, you're a Gemini, as we know. So we're in this Aquarian period now, and one of your houses of health has the planet Uranus in it. Uranus is really like sudden, jumpy stuff. It's sitting in your 12th house because Uranus is in Taurus, and he's going to be there until 2025. So what this suggests is it'd be really good for you to do some things to take really good care of your health, because that's power. You know, if you can imagine like sticking your finger in a light socket and walking around that way 24/7, that's what Uranus energy feels like. So Jeff, if that's happening because you're already energized because you're a Gemini, you know, you guys are always in motion, you know, and so it'd be really good for you to do some things. It's sitting there in your 12th house. Do you meditate? If you don't, get started.
I've done some of that. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Now it's time to get serious about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
yeah.
That is good. Career-wise, anything nice on the horizon?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. You've got Neptune up in the 10th house, which would be career more than just regular job. But what I would suggest about that is, do you do anything related to either financials or to the arts?
Not to the arts, but financials, yeah.
Yeah, that's very favorable right now. And I would say, you know, carry on with that. Also, pay really strong attention to what's going on with the moon, because your second house, it's just money that you earn, you've got Cancer in that house, the planet or the sign Cancer, that's the moon. It feels really variable. So you could get kind of emotional about your money. Just know that that's what meditation can help you do, is get calm about that.
Great advice. I love it.
Thank you. Delighted you called.
Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Have a happy new year.
You too.
Happy new year. Thanks for joining us on WGN. All right, next we're going to go to Susan. Susan is a Taurus. Susan, what is your question for astrologer Ann?
Ann, I'm wondering about romance in the future.
Wow. Okay. Do you want romance for fun or romance for keeps?
Good question. Good question. Oh.
Let's go right in between, like we're changing lanes.
sounds like she's not sure.
Woohoo! Well, it would be nice to have some of the for fun part, even if it's for keeps, right?
Right.
Yeah, if you're changing lines, I'm guessing that maybe you've had a relationship change. Would that be correct?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, we were just talking to Jeff, and remember I said Uranus is in Taurus? You probably know that already, right?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk about that. You know, you may have been hearing about how we're really in the age of Aquarius, and we really squarely are in a lot of respects. And I'm going to suggest definitely go read your horoscope on my website because I talk a lot about that. You are one of the leaders of what's going on with this, Susan. And one of the reasons you're probably changing lanes is you've got Uranus in your sign till 2025, which means that you personally, Susan, are really shaking up things and you are changing a lot. So the people around you are probably going to change. So it would be really good for you to be very open to some unusual people and to letting yourself be way more unusual than you've ever allowed yourself to be before. Be the real you. Try some stuff, try some adventures.
Okay, sounds great.
I think you can do it. I know you can do it.
Great advice. Great advice. Susan, thank you for calling us here at WGN. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, 981. 7200, area code 312, of course. We go to Joe right now. Joe is a Scorpio. Joe, welcome to 720 WGN with astrologer Ann.
Yes. Hi. Hi, Ann. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Nice. Thanks for calling, Joe.
Well, thank you as well. I guess I'm just curious about, you know, 2021, and I'm starting to look at other opportunities career-wise, and, you know, what should I be looking out for? What opportunities do you potentially foresee?
Yes,
on the horizon?
You have some really interesting stuff going on. You're a Scorpio, you said?
Yes.
So all of this Aquarius energy that I've been talking about on my website and here actually on the station and the Times I was here last time is all down in your fourth house of home. And what I would wonder is, are you open to relocating? Because if you are, all this stuff suggests you're ready for a change of some kind. It doesn't necessarily mean leaving, you know, home and family totally and moving to another side of the world, but maybe it does. So that's one thing I'd suggest.
Okay. No, I am open for sure to opportunities abroad, but obviously it would have to be the right opportunity.
Absolutely. In terms of what's happening right now, you have a lot of action going on in your third house of communication. Have you got your resume up to snuff? Have you got all that stuff going? This is your time to get that all in a row. Are you ready for this thing?
I do. I actually spent some time working with a resume writer and doing some coaching. So I'm kind of on the back burner, been working at some things, but I haven't really gone full bore, which I believe I need to start doing. That's just from an opportunistic standpoint.
That's a great question and very, very, very important, Joe. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Your efforts make all the difference, and so does your mindset. Yeah. You already know that, but I want to give you some timing to help you too.
That's great.
The sun is in Capricorn right now. It'll really help you if you pay attention to when we're going to get a new moon in Capricorn. That's in your third house of communication. That's going to come January 12th. And so if you need to send something out and really make a push, wait till then. But if you can wait until January 14th or 15th, you're going to have the planet Uranus finally going direct after 5 months. You're going to really be on all systems firing, like I was saying before. So if you can target to make some really important initiations and really go at it gangbusters with communication, do it like January 15th. And as soon as that as you can, close to that date, get everything concentrated into right around there.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great.
You got this.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the insight.
You're welcome. I wish you the best.
Thank you.
Joe, best wishes for you in 2012. Thanks for joining us here at WGN.
Thanks.
All right. We got Fran, who is an Aquarius. Fran, welcome to 720 WGN with astrologer Ann.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello, Aquarius. How you doing, Fran?
Well, I think I'm doing pretty good. I am very old, and I'm very concerned because I cannot do the things I used to be able to do. And I would like to leave a mark on this world before I check out. And I'm just wondering if there is any potential left.
Wow. There's always potential. You're still here? You made it to 2021, and not everybody did. So, yay. Kudos to you. Have you had stuff going on with either health or having to recuperate in the last few years, particularly the last year?
Not physically too much. I go to the gym about every day, and I work out for a couple of hours, and I'm in pretty good physical shape.
Yeah.
But it seems like I've been hit left and right with things that are just coming at me. Like a couple of years ago, I got mold in my basement, and it took a year and a half to get that out. And barely had that settled down, then I got hit by a tornado that pushed two trees into my house, and that hasn't been repaired yet.
Oh, boy.
And then 2 weeks ago, I got rear-ended at an intersection, and my car was not severely damaged, nor was I injured. But I keep thinking, you know, what is this? Bad stuff is hitting me, and I want it to change.
Well, you have your planet, Uranus, that I was just talking about. That's the stick your finger in a light socket planet, where it feels like the energy is just vibrating and crazy.
I love that, by the way.
Isn't that the best? Yeah. You have that down in your house of home. It's been there since 2018. It's going to be there till 2025. So these surprises, these sudden things out of the blue, probably are going to keep happening related to home. What I would suggest is, you said you're very old, and by the way, there's no such thing as very old. Look at here, you're calling us in here. You're super young. Anyway, what I would say is you might want to young up your thinking about that, for one thing, and start saying how fabulous you are. But also, maybe it's time to think of a change or a move in terms of downsizing. And you're going to have energy to do that, because last year may have felt so heavy, but you've got Jupiter and Saturn just moved over into Aquarius in your first house. They're going to help you with a lot of vitality. And I want to give you some dates. This is really fun. Pay attention to when the sun goes into your sign. It's January 19th. It's so close, Fran, I can feel it. It's going to happen any second. And you're going to get a new moon in Aquarius, too, on February 11th. That's a great time for you. If you need to start some new things about what you want to be doing, those would be some great dates to look at.
That's fantastic, because January the 19th is just around the corner. February the 11th is the day after my birthday.
Oh, fabulous. Any second.
Yeah, and I'm ready.
Woo! We want to hear what good things you're going to be doing.
Yeah, well, I don't have any plans. That's the whole thing. It's like I go to see my daughter every day, because I've been doing that since my oldest granddaughter was born in 99. And I've raised my daughter, raised my two grandkids, and now I've got a wonderful great-granddaughter who is... She owns me. She just owns me.
You know, things might change. And maybe this is your chance to change your routine a little bit. It's going to change whether you do it or not. I know good things are going to come in for you.
Oh, I do not embrace change. I hate to tell you that. I love to be able to predict what's happening next, and I don't get that very often.
Well, thank you so much for calling us today. It was a delight to talk with you, Fran.
Well, have a wonderful new year, and please give me your website again so I can get a reading.
Astrologer Anne, A-N-N-E, all run together, astrologeranne.com.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Enjoy. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Happy New Year, Fran, and the best wishes for you in the new year. All right, perfect timing. We're going to take a little break. Can you stick around for a little bit longer? If you could please do that, because this is incredible. Not only advice, but like specifics of what is happening when with astrologer Anne Nordhaus Bike. Get on the phone, 312-981-7200. Do that now before Anne has to go. We don't have all night, so get in here right now, and we're going to head to the phone again, 312-981-7200. That's after this update from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom here at 720 WGN. Seven Phil Minicky for John Records Landecker here at 720 WGN. I picked that music. We are with astrologer and Nordhaus Bike. 312-981-7200. The name of that song is Horoscope.
Woo-hoo!
The artist is Sun Ra, S-U-N-R-A. It's from a 1959 album, Jazz in Silhouette. I saw the title. I'm like, this will be perfect for astrologer Ann.
And you're absolutely right.
So there you go. All right. Phone number, 312-981-7200. Stacy is a Taurus. You are on with astrologer Ann here at 720 WGN. What's your question, Stacy?
Hi, Ann. Well, my husband and I are both seniors, and we do work part-time, but we've been rebuilding our lives and everything. And I just want to know, this terrible, terrible year, how the finances are going to go and how our health is going to be.
Oh, great questions.
Mm-hmm. What's your husband's sign?
He is a Scorpio.
Ah, so you're opposites.
Yeah.
Cool. So basically everything we're going to talk about applies to him, sort of. If you look at it upside down, you know, literally it would apply to him, you know. So we'll talk about that. So tell me again what you're looking for. You're looking for what, finances?
Yes, because we still have a lot to do in the house, and we haven't been able to get to stuff. And
yeah.
Fix the computer, fix this, fix that. And I want to make sure I'm going to have enough finances, and I'm going to be healthy enough to work part-time, and if we're going to be okay, and just have everything be marvelous.
Well...
Marvelous may be a little bit of a stretch, but you know, you never know.
Better.
There we go.
Well, you remember we were talking earlier to another Taurus, to Susan, and she, I said there, you have a really important role to play in this new Aquarian age time that we're in, Stacy, because you have the ruler of Aquarius, which is Uranus, in your sign. It's going to be there until 2025. Now, the cool thing about that is it's sort of shaking things up for you guys. It's forcing you to be different and to free yourself. So part of this might be a little bit about, is it time to free yourself up from wherever you're living? Now, I'm not saying that's what you should do, but I'm just saying it's worth looking at. Right now is a great time to think about that. Whenever we have planets up in Capricorn, that is in your ninth house of beliefs. So what you believe or what you think, it's time to take a look at that. Last year was a really good time to force you to kind of a little bit to your knees about, are you like operating on old beliefs that don't serve you anymore? So I would say that would be a good place to start for you guys. And some of that timing that I was sharing with everybody about the new moon. Do you meditate, Stacy?
I pray a lot. I have a lot of prayer books and everything, and I'm really with God, and I try to read all of my different prayer books.
Yeah, now's the time to really be asking for guidance about anything you need to do to reprogram your thoughts and your beliefs in terms of what you want to manifest. And the best way to do that, we're going to talk a little bit about resolutions, but the best way to do that is to put everything in a very positive way. Because everything you say, your subconscious believes. Whether you put the word not in it or you don't, it doesn't matter. Your subconscious is going to take it and run with it. So remove the word not and go only after what you truly want.
You know, my problem is, I'm so emotional. Sometimes I get really down, and I know I'm supposed to be positive. How do I overcome that?
And that's the power of prayer. That's the power of the spirituality, absolutely.
Okay.
And also, that's the power of letting go. You know, that surrender thing? It's not a myth. It's for real. And part of this is surrendering to the higher you and to the higher possibilities that you have. In terms of finances, that'll help you because there's eclipses going on in your financial houses that affect both you and your husband. So there's change going on that right now. That doesn't mean bad. That could mean a windfall. But you need to just really get comfortable with rolling with uncertainty, which I know you're not comfortable with, but that's what all of us have to do now in 2021. And you're well equipped for it. You've got the planet Uranus in your sign saying, come on, put your finger in the light socket. Get energized. Be changed.
Okay.
I know you can do this.
Oh, that sounds great.
Stacy, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
Good. Thank you. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. The best in 2021. All right. We go to Christine right now. She's a Sagittarius. Thank you for calling 720 WGN. Again, the number is 312-981-7200. We hope to get to all our guests. We have a bunch of people waiting. Christine, it's your turn. What's your question for astrologer Ann?
Yes, my question for Ann is, how my career is going to look this year. Should I be winding down? And also my personal love life.
Oh, my. Okay, which one of these is more important to you, money or love?
Good question.
Love.
Okay, good.
Good answer.
Well, one of the things that's been fun about your love life, now this is love for fun, okay? Not necessarily okay. for keeps yet. But you've had Mars in Aries, we all have, for 6 months in your house of, well, frankly, intimacy for fun. And romance yep. and dating. And I hope you've made yep. fabulous use of that. I hope you've been having fun for the last 6 months.
At home.
Yes, exactly. Perhaps with a special other.
Yes.
Now, Mars is going to be there until January 6th. So you have just a few more days left. So really, plan maybe a little bit of intimate fun, something if you've got somebody in your bubble that you could go have a little pod date with at your house. Enjoy all of that. And then what that suggests is it's going to move into your sixth house. That's your time to get in shape and get yourself in like a really good health so that if you want to go the distance and maybe make it for real, you'll be ready to plan a wedding and all that stuff that takes a lot of energy.
Look at that.
Okay. Wow.
You'll get 2 months of Mars in there in that house of health. So, like, go start a new exercise program or something if you want to. That's going to energize you. And plus, you're going to feel so good, you're going to know how hot you look.
Oh, great. How about my career? Should I be winding down or would I have a new direction?
There is something here that's suggesting that career, the way you earn money, is definitely changing. And last year was a year that was really forcing that. You had a bunch of planets in your second house of how you earn money, which suggests you were reaching a high point. So if you're looking to maybe do something like wind down and semi-retire or do something totally different, this is a great year to be thinking about that.
Okay. Can I ask you something about my son?
Okay. Real quick. We got to take a break, babe.
Yes. He's a Taurus, Chris. And about his career, his job now, situation.
Does he want you to ask this? Or is he going to say, Mom?
No, this is a mom's worry.
Oh, this is mom's worry. Mom, calm down because his career is going to be on a bit of a roller coaster for a while. He's got Aquarius up there. It's okay. Let him go his own way and march to the beat of his own drummer of win career. It's going to be fine.
Okay.
Great advice.
Thank you.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you for joining us. 720 WGN. Jan, the Gemini Jan is on right now. We've got one more question before we have to take a break. Again, the number is 312-981-7200. Jan, what is your question for astrologer Ann?
My question is, I have a younger son, but he's not a kid. He's a grown man, and I'm wondering, our relationship has been very strained for the last couple of years. I'm wondering if it's going to improve in 2021.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You know, was it particularly tough maybe over the summertime this year?
Well, it's been a couple years since we've even talked.
Yeah, yeah. And do you want it to be better? You want it to be closer?
Yeah,
yeah.
I sure do. We used to be.
Yeah. Well, you know, we had your planet is Mercury. Mercury is retrograde. It does it 3 times a year. It looks like it's going backward in the sky. And when it does that, all things kind of go haywire with communication. Last year, it happened in water signs. So you probably felt pretty low about that, like we all did. We felt sadness.
I did. I felt terrible. I was, like, very depressed.
And I hope you felt all those feelings, because this year, Mercury's going to go retrograde in air signs. And now you're going to be more comfortable. If you need any kind of a brush up on how to communicate effectively, or maybe think about going to see a therapist to help you figure out how you're going to communicate with this person, but mostly figure out how to open your heart and then use smart words to talk to this person. Take it one step at a time. It's possible to do this, but you need to be very diplomatic.
Okay. Very diplomatic, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. His birthday is the end of March.
Ah, yeah. Aries.
Isn't that...
Yeah, a little impetuous and fiery. You need to be careful. Last year would have been really hard for him. Maybe he's ready to hear from Mom.
Well, I did write him a big note yesterday.
Good.
Texted it to him.
Very cool.
On the phone. I don't know whether he read it or if he's going to deal with it, but I'm anxious to hear from him. I haven't heard a single thing.
Stay in your heart on this one. Stay in your heart on this one, Jan. You know?
Yeah, stay in my heart and pray about it. Right?
Yep. When it's meant to happen, it'll happen if it will. I wish you the best. I hope it works out well.
I sure hope so.
Call us back afterwards, another time, next time I'm on. Let us know what happened.
When will you be on again?
We don't know yet.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned, Jan. Thanks for joining us here tonight.
I am. I'm always tuned. Okay.
Cool. Thank you, Jan.
Appreciate that. The best.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
All right. We're going to hear from a guy next. We've had a bunch of ladies on the phone. We're going to hear a guy next after this after this quick break. Again, the number to call, 312-981-7200. Astrologer Ann Nordhaus Bike is here at 720 WGN. WGN. Phil Minnick for John Records, Landecker here at 720 WGN. That's not what you think it is. That's not Nirvana. I got that because I knew astrologer Ann is going to be with us. That is from, there's a series of albums for each sign. And the horoscope is the name of the band, quote unquote. And they do these. And this one was from my sign, Leo.
Cool.
So there you go. And I picked that specifically for you. All right. We got a bunch of calls that we got to get to before the top of the hour. We're going to hear James. James is a Scorpio. James, thanks for joining us at 720 WGN. You're on with Astrologer Ann. What's your question?
Hi, Astrologer Ann. Health-wise, I have kidney issues. I've been on dialysis for about a year. And I was wondering, long-term effect, my health-wise, how does that look astrology-wise?
I will preface all of this by saying I'm not a physician, and I'm in no position to give you any kind of medical advice, but I can make a couple of observations for your health house if you are interested in that.
Sure.
Remember I was talking about the planet Mars being in Aries for 6 months because it was retrograde this last year? I spoke with one of the other callers about that. Well, you've had Mars in your health house. So you have had to really work hard on some health things, and I suspect you might have seen some setbacks or felt some real impatience with things. When Mars goes retrograde, we can't move forward, and it feels bad, particularly for people who are in male bodies because you're hardwired for the planet Mars. So this is a little harder even for you. Mars is moving forward. He's going to finally leave your house of health in just a matter of days. Remember, I was saying that earlier to one of the other callers today. By the 6th of January, which is really nice, he'll be out of there. He'll stop stirring up trouble. He's going to move on someplace else. And so I would suspect that you're going to feel a little bit of relief regarding that. Now, the other thing that I would say is you are a Scorpio. And so whenever the planets move through our own sun sign, it can stir things up energetically for you. It can actually help you with some vitality. But your opposite sign is Taurus. It would be really good for you to be very careful when the stuff's moving through Taurus to take really good care of your energy. And I say that has to be your new job, James, because until 2025, your opposite sign has Uranus in it, that very electrical thing. It can be real draining. So what I'd suggest to you, because you're going through this situation, your prime job needs to be self-care. Everything you could possibly do to safeguard your energy and be super nice to yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. One other question in my love life.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, because I haven't been with anybody in a while. I was just wondering, should I go out and maybe meet somebody? It's kind of hard with this, going on with this pandemic.
With this situation, is there anything that you can do on a spiritual level? Like, is there a spiritual group maybe you belong to? Or is there something that you can do on a sort of a behind-the-scenes sort of thing? Maybe you know somebody who could play Cupid for you.
Sure.
That might be something definitely for you to think about. And be very open to very unusual people.
Great. Thanks so much, Ann.
You're welcome. I wish you the best, James, and best of health especially.
Thank you so much.
James, thanks for joining us, and Happy New Year to you. Yeah. All right, we go to Teresa. Teresa is a Libra. You are on with astrologer Ann here at 720 WGN.
Hello, Ann.
Hello, Libra. How are you doing, Teresa?
I'm doing pretty good today.
Yay! What's your question today?
My question is, am I going to be having to move? Will I be moving?
And do you have a time frame in play?
In about a couple of months, a month or two.
Yeah, you've had so much energy in that fourth house of home. I suspect you've had a lot of energy going on.
What? Hello?
You still with us? Teresa, I can hear you. Can you hear us?
Can you hear us, Teresa?
Hello?
Oh, dear.
Hello?
Can you hear us now?
Hello?
We're going to try and reconnect with Teresa.
Yeah.
Hold on. Hold on 1 second. All right, we're going to go to Spiro. Spiro is a Libra. You are on with
Leo.
Astrologer Ann.
You're a Leo?
I'm a Leo.
Hey, Spiro. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you.
What can I answer for you?
Actually, two questions. One, finances. Is
okay.
Is it going to finally change for me in 2021? That's the first question. I'll let you answer that one.
So finances, what was your question you're asking? You're wondering if it's going to turn around for you, you said? Tell me what that was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it going to get better in 2021?
Yes. Yes. It probably already has. And if you haven't felt it, you will soon. So, poor Leo. Oh, my gosh. You guys have worked the hardest of all of the zodiac signs because all those planets piled up in Capricorn for the last few years, and particularly this last year, were in your house of work. If you weren't working hard, I'd be absolutely shocked. If you weren't working hard at a job, you're working hard at your health. Oh, my goodness. Two of those planets finally left mid-December. Do you feel better? I sure hope you do.
I do.
Yay! Yay! That's fabulous. Now, you still have a little cleanup to do there. You might have been really busy over the holidays because you've got the Sun and Mercury there. Clean up files. Close stuff out. Clear the decks. Get yourself ready. The coolest thing for you and for all the Leos, you have got Uranus up at the tip top of your chart. It's in Taurus. It's going to be there until 2025. Open to change. Open to something awesome. Unexpected, out of the blue, and fabulous to come in for you as a reward for all that hard work. I'm here to say thank you for whatever you did, especially this last year, Spiro. Yay for you.
Thank you. And then my second question is...
And we got about 30 seconds. Keep going.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm expecting my first son.
Ooh.
In May.
Cool.
That's cool.
It's okay. It's okay. Just take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. You've been under so much stress. Be so kind to yourself. So you got a little one coming in May. Yeah. That is wonderful. Again, I'm not a physician. I'm not not a neonatologist. What you are and who you are is going to be so important to bringing this new life into the world. So get right with yourself and get yourself ready. You can do this.
I usually don't get this emotional, but...
No, I'm glad you did. You need to cry.
So I have a 21-month-old daughter, and I'm expecting my first son in May, end of May, and I just turned 50.
Wow. Then it's a good thing you've been working hard, and now your next step is to make sure you take care of your health. You need your energy for these little ones. Pay good attention to yourself. And I want to suggest that when the sun moves into Aquarius on January 19th, that could be real draining for you when it's opposite our sun sign. So take really good care of yourself this winter and really rest and use positive affirmations, everything you can to get yourself ready to welcome in this new little person. It's going to be so beautiful. Two little ones. Yay! To play with. Thank you so much.
So health-wise, am I going to be okay health-wise?
Are you taking care of yourself?
Well, I was involved in a really nasty car accident a year ago.
If there's anything you need to do to make sure that you're crossing your T's and dotting your I's on your health, you have a lot of authority here. Take care of it. You can do it.
All the best, Spiro. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I think we can squeeze one more in. Maureen is an Aries. Maureen. Thank you for calling 720
WGN. Hello, everyone.
Hi, Maureen.
Hello. Good evening.
Okay, quick. We got to take a last call with you. What's your question?
You made it, Maureen.
Two questions. We are moving. I'm packing right now, and you start to have second thoughts after you sell your house. Of course you do, right? What are your thoughts? What do you see?
Do you want to move?
I'm doing it for my husband, for his health.
Yeah. If you're going to do this, you really do need to get your heart in the right place about this. And it's tough for you because your house of home is Cancer and you really don't want change down there. You want tradition. So, yeah, work on that if you can. And if the best thing you can do is really think about how much you love this person enough to do this thing, that bring this back to that. Open your heart about this one. You're going to feel better definitely in 2021 because your planet Mars is going to be moving direct. You're going to have the energy to do what you have to do. You're also going to have more money going out the door when you're doing this, but it's going to be okay. It's only for a couple of months. It'll be okay.
Okay, good.
It'll be fabulous. You're going to be in a new cool place.
All right. And then health-wise, we both have big issues. His is much bigger than mine and more serious. What do you see for us?
Well, what I would say is if you didn't do enough crying last year, get the last of it out now and move on. And really, the most important thing, mindset. Get your mind in the right place as well as your heart. That's the most important thing for all of us when it comes to health. And you're an Aries. You can do this. You're the warrior. We're counting on you.
We're a day apart.
Yep.
We're both pretty strong.
Fabulous. Well, very you cool. can start a program of health. I know you can. Thank you so much for calling.
Maureen, thanks for joining us. Well, all the best in the new year. Oh, my goodness. This was so cool. You've helped so many people tonight. Where can people get a hold of you? Where is all the information?
I'm all over social media, but the best place to start is go to my website, everybody, astrologerann.com, Ann with an E, astrologerann.com. Tons of stuff there. You can find me, you can connect with me, and there's stuff to read. New horoscopes, everybody. Go read your horoscope.
So glad you were able to join us. Astrologer Ann Nordhaus-Bike, thank you so much. All the best in 2021. We didn't get to half the stuff I wanted to. We're going to have you back.
I'd love it.
All right.
Thank you for having me, Philip. Blast with you.
You're very, very welcome.